Campbell's comments now here at Lower Long Farms. Dr. Kath McIntosh, hello.
Thanks, Paul. How are you going?
Very well. We've been doing a few things here today. Great to catch up with your staff a little bit earlier on as well, and well done to you for promoting them. I think staff are a very important part of our industry.
Yeah, absolutely. A firm believer in you're only as good as the people you surround yourself with, and yeah, I'd be lost without my crew. I love them.
Absolutely. We're here to now announce your 2022 stay-in roster, and I will give a little tease. I want people to sit back and watch this entire interview. There's a huge announcement. And I can be honest, and you can vouch for this, I have literally only just found out about it in the last minute or 2 minutes prior to us going with this, with the pre-rehearsal. So I can say now, very, very exciting. Got a trotter, got a pacer. I tell you, there's a lot of upside to that. And maybe a few other people might sit up and take a little bit of notice too. So, but a big season. Very, very quickly, last season, exceed expectations for Lower Long Farm?
Yeah, absolutely. It's tremendous support for all of our stallions. And, yeah, really appreciate the breeders getting behind our boys. And, yeah, I think they're really starting to do a great job out there. And not only, you know, the lovely foals hitting the ground, but some really good results in the sales as well. So the next step for us, which is an exciting chapter, is to see, you know, those offspring of some of our, or the first offspring of some of our sires actually hitting the, you know, the racetrack, you know, over the next 12 to 18 months. So, yeah, lots of exciting things in the future. And, yeah, really, yeah, had a big season, really appreciative of all the support that the breeders have given us.
It's probably the evolution, if you like, of your farm. All of a sudden, you're going to be taking sons of poster boys and the likes to Melmara last year to the sales. And then,
yeah,
then seeing how they go from there. So it's really, really super exciting. Melmara, he'll be back.
Yep, Mel's still here. He's Melmara is a terrific stallion. We saw the first of his yearlings go through the sales this year in Victoria and Tasmania. They did really well. I think, you know, the top price one was $23,000, which is pretty good for a $2,000 sire. But I think that speaks to the strong athletic type that he leaves. And, you know, at the Melbourne sales this year, just parading one of the colts around, you know, the number of times we were asked, you know, oh, what's that horse? Because he just, you know, caught the eye, and very much like their father, and lovely temperaments to boot. So looking forward to seeing those yearlings out and about on the track in the next 12 months.
I really recommend to people to come and have a look at him too, because what you just said is
He's a handsome beast.
And a beautiful horse.
Yeah.
That's the other part, beautiful temperament. Poster boy in a minute, but it's also exciting. Yankee Rockstar's back. One of the most photogenic horses. You must be wrapped with him. You know, like, he's just a beautiful horse as well.
He is, you know, he's a son of Rock and Roll Hanover. He's got some handy horses out there racing now. You know, a couple of two-year-old winners early this season, which is good because they are, you know, they're often bigger types of horses. And but the biggest thing we get, or feedback from the trainers and those who break them in, is that they're lovely temperaments, like they've been here before. They pace really well, really easy gated, and despite their size, they seem to be, you know, getting about the tracks as two-year-olds really well. And probably most noted is Rock Artist. He's had two starts for two wins, but probably the key thing to think about with him is that he won his first start in Victoria. He then went down to Tasmania, had his second start there and won it as well. And I think that reflects on the type of temperament that Yankee's putting into his offspring, because that's a big ask for a two-year-old to go to Tassie to start with, but to have the composure then to win and win well down there. So, yeah, that's really exciting for him. And, you know, we should look to get a good book of mares to him this year.
Yeah, and the reason he's back is a change of from Good Time. They've changed their stay in roster a little bit, and that's the reason he's come back. It's not for any other reason. So that's exciting for you guys as well.
Yeah, we love him, and it's good to have him back. Yep.
Poster boy, half brother, who has been very, very well received. He'll be standing again. You must be excited, as I said, getting to the yearling sale stage with him.
Yeah, you know, we go out in the paddock and look at all the weanlings and which ones were taken to the sales. And, you know, he's been stamping his offspring. They are just like him, and they've got a bit of sass. You know, they're very intelligent, but just got that bit of spunk about them, which is, good to see. And he, you know, he's a son of Sun Beach somewhere, and, you know, it's the dominant sire line out there at the minute. And, being here in Victoria, he's obviously eligible for the Vic Bred Pure first win bonus of $12,000, the same as Yankee Rockstar. So, it's really, really exciting, his future. So looking forward to you know, those yearlings go around the sales next year, and you know, we'll be doing a lot to promote them for the breeders.
Yeah. I'll keep going through the ones that I know of. We might go with Pastor Stephen. He's returning again, so you'd be excited about that. I mean, he's a beautifully bred horse. He's got, you know, a lot of scope. The staff, two of them, picked him out as their favourite because they reckon he's a cool dude. So yeah,
he is. He's just got a beautiful temperament and manner, and he's a magnificent horse. He's and I guess and probably just a little bit of a plug for our stallion parade, which will be on September the 4th this year. But you know, come and have a look at the stallions because you know he's really impressive, really impressive stallion. And you know he got really well supported last year. I mean, we have an enormous number of sires available for people breeding to trotters in Australia, and you know, his support was terrific. So you know, looking forward to getting a good book of mares with him again this year. He's obviously standing here, so he's chilled, and you know, his fertility is excellent. So you know, for those mares a bit difficult to get in foal, and he's probably worth a throw of the dice.
Yep, which is good, and the trotters are on the up, so there's a lot of plus there. I wear many hats, one of which is Woodlands ones. You like what I did with that? American Ideal. He is returning, book full, but the commitment with Woodlands as well, with him. But he's just a great horse to have come back to the farm. He had so much character. He gets paddock P1, and he had so much character to the place, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's a ripper, you know, and look, he just speaks for himself. Week in, week out, he's getting winners all over the country, New Zealand, everywhere. And, you know, he loves, leaves a beautiful type and starting to get a bit of a name as a broodmare sire now as well. Yeah. So, and, you know, with Sunbeach Somewhere being such a dominant sire line, he's crossing beautifully with that Sunbeach mares or those, you know, Mac 3 mares. So yeah, you know, he just we love having him here, and you know, he's just a class horse, class stallion. Yeah.
And your relationship with Woodlands, we were recently in New Zealand for their weanling sale. We got to see the first of the lather ups going through the sale ring.
Yep.
Incredibly well received, but they were stunning little types, weren't they? Like they had a walk, they had a presence about them. Yep. And real excitement level with those two, him coming into his third season.
Yeah, so he'll be back here for his third season with us. And, you know, he's a stunning individual. Once again, come and have a look at these boys. You know, the first time we've been able to do that for a long time and see them in farm and our parade. And we'll not only have the stallions parading, but we'll have some of their offspring there available to see as well. And they're very impressive types that he's leaving, you know, big, strong backsides on them and just really powerful units. And very much like him, actually. Yeah.
And he is well worth a look at. A lot of people didn't get to see him because, I mean, he's been here, say, the 2 years. They're through COVID. So a lot of the people couldn't get to come and actually physically see him. And as you said, he's a stunning type. He actually retired the third fastest horse, equal third fastest horse.
Yeah.
Sorry. Fastest horse in the world. He's actually, there's three horses in that category, and people forget that. But go and have a look at his videos. He won over 1800 too, which is another great fit here for the Australia. Now I'm on my own because I know you've got a couple more, and I don't know, and I can be serious. I have seen the name of one of those horses, but you've got a couple of exciting announcements to make with new stallions. That is not the exciting part. So please stay tuned. We've still got a fair bit of ground to cover, haven't we?
Yeah, we've still got one very exciting announcement, which I'm bursting to tell everyone. But anyway, so we've got two new stallions this year on our roster. One who is Raging Bull. So he's a Christian Cullen son. He's New Zealand bred, so he'll be standing here with us. You know, he's also eligible for the Vic Bred Pure $12,000 bonus. And his dam is San Sophia, who's an American mare, and terrific family. And she's also an Arts Place mare. So, you know, magnificently bred. He's not only, you know, he's breeding, but he has several foal crops. And he already has a Group 1 winner on the board there with Wild West, who won the Western Australia Pacing Cup. And he's now up in New South Wales in McCarthy's stable, being trained up there. So looking forward to see what he does further on the track. But there's a lot of, you know, promising features there. So we're very excited to have Raging Bull here. And I think he'll be a really nice option. You know, we don't really have any other Christian Cullen sons available, and probably the main one of note that we did have was Elder Cristiano, who was actually starting to really tick the boxes until he, you know, unfortunately had it, you know, died early. So that's a great loss to the industry. So hopefully, you know, we might be able to fill that gap for breeders with this Christian Cullen son, and he is a good looker.
And Christian Cullen, we were saying about the weanling sales, the dominance that he has done in the stud book, especially in New Zealand, stands for itself. Vicbred Pure, you said there too before, so I want to reiterate that. Yep. So he's eligible for the Vicbred Pure, which is really exciting for you.
Yep, because he's an Australasian bred stallion. Yeah, right. So that's why he's eligible for that. So so we'll have Yankee Rockstar Poster Boy and him that are all eligible for that Vicbred Pure.
Awesome news.
Yeah. So, so that's Raging Bull. Once again, you'll come and see him at the parade. The other stallion that we have, there's actually shuttling down from Canada, is a stallion called Century Pharaoh. He's a Mac 3 son, so bred, you know that's the dominant line that we've got going now. So, you know, Sun Beach is obviously son of Mac 3. He's just a good another option for people. And I think given that we've got so many of the stallions' books are full, including, you know, some of ours on farm are, you know, filling up quickly. It just gives breeders another option. It was a 2020 Canadian Horse of the Year. He's a 147 horse. So he's ticked all the boxes. His three-year-old year in particular was very, very good. And he comes from a good family line. So, yeah, we're excited to have him coming down because it just gives breeders that other avenue. We know that Mac 3 has turned out to be a good broodmare sire as well. So, it ticks all the boxes again.
Talk about stallions, ill-fated stallions. I mean, Mac 3, what he could have potentially done, and even Sunbeat somewhere. They've just done a great job through the breeding and continuing to do it. So what was his name again?
Century Pharaoh. Century. It's actually... the second, so it's Century, like as in 100, and then Pharaoh, Pharoh. That's
after Mia Pharaoh, the runner.
I don't know actually. I'll have to find the story behind his name.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
That's it for the stallions.
Yep.
We do want to reiterate, though, the September 4th with your stallion parade. Again, this is still not the exciting part, so sit there and behave yourself. She's busting, don't worry. She's like, Paul, stop procrastinating. I will be here. It will not be live streamed, so we want people to come and be a part of it.
We'll talk about some more of the details of the parade later on, but it's going to be an event, catered. We're looking forward to having lots of people come along and lots of cool and exciting things as well. So, anyway, September 4th, it is Father's Day. It's a Sunday, but put it in your diary. We thought it was fitting being Father's Day for stallions, given their fathers are lots of our babies. So that's happening then. And just probably also to note for any of the Kiwi listeners out there, will be available in New Zealand with their semen. So
yep.
Raging Bull, for those wanting to breed to him, now he's left New Zealand. We're happy to send it back over. Century Pharaoh, all the stallions have their semen. It will be available in New Zealand.
Yep, very, very good. Yep. Rightio.
Okay. Yeah.
So now I'll be honest before, I'll let her compose herself for a second, get herself ready. I know a teaser of this, and I can say it's super exciting, especially from a trotting point of view. I don't know the full details of the rest, but you've only teased out half that. I did too. So I'll let you go on now with the exciting news for Lower Long Farms.
Yeah. So we want to announce that we're having a Lower Long Farms stallion bonus. So let's start with the trotters, right?
Yep.
So Pastor Stephen, our trotting sire, if you breed to him this year, the progeny of the breedings this year will be, if they come out and they race in if they win the two-year-old colts or two-year-old fillies Vicbred final, the owner of that horse will be paid a $100,000 bonus from Lower Long Farms.
So a $100,000 bonus.
Yep.
It's not the first. If they both win, they'll both get
up to a $200,000 in bonuses to be paid out for that trotter. So you'll have a filly and a colt. Yep.
Sustaining fees. Just basically go to
just
the stand.
Just to the horse, yeah.
Yeah, I gathered that, but I wanted to reiterate that. So if you go to Pastor Stephen.
Yeah, this year. So now it's the owner of the horse that gets the bonus, right? So if you breed and you still own that progeny and it races, then you get the bonus. If you breed to sell at the sales, then this should also incentivize your yearling at the sales because you are... you're selling that horse, so not only is it eligible for whatever futurities it's been paid up for, I mean, it's Vic Bren and whatever sale you go through, it is also, the owner is also then buying that horse to be eligible for a $100,000 bonus from Lowell Farms.
That's
pretty cool.
That's cool. And we want to reiterate that. So if you breed the horse and sell it, you don't get the $100,000 bonus. So we don't want any, you know, dark clouds.
No, it's the owner.
The actual person who owns it at the time, it will get that. Yep. No sustaining fees. Basically, go to the stallion. If you sell it through the sales, you sell it and you make sure you publicise that it is also eligible.
Yeah. So what we'll do to promote your offspring through the sales is that they'll go through the sale ring with their hip number on. And we'll have a Lowellong Farm bonus hip sticker to go on that as well. So your horse will stand out as being eligible for that bonus in the sales ring.
Be provided. Pastor Stephen, his two-year-old record, that's where he fits this bill.
Yeah, he's perfect for this. You know, his brother was two-year-old colt of the year. His dam, who is the half-sister to Chocolatier, was two-year-old colt of the year.
Yep.
He was two-year-old colt of the year. You know, he won over $1 million in just 22 starts. Like he is 2 year old speed. He is perfect for this type of bonus. So I hope that he's a brilliant horse anyway. But there's extra incentive to breed to him this year.
And that's not all, or is it, that is it?
No, that's not all.
So that's all I know.
So that's the Trotters, right?
Yeah, so I know that one, but I wasn't sure that sense. And people might think I'm making it up. Yeah. I can tell.
So that's the Trotters. So, Trotter, we have one stallion who's eligible under that scheme. Now, for the Pacers, if you breed to Poster Boy, Yankee Rockstar, Raging Bull, or Lather Up, so you'll have four stallions there on here. You are, and if that the progeny from this year's breeding go on to win, this it's the same deal. The two-year-old colts Vic Bred final and the two-year-old fillies Vic Bred final, then you are also eligible. You'll be paid the $100,000 Lowell Farms bonus.
No sustaining fees.
Nope.
Just breed to the horses. Yep. And at the time of the horse winning that race, whoever owns it. Exactly the same as a trotter. So whoever actually physically owns it.
So if you breed and you race yourself, then to any of those four, so Poster Boy, Yankee Rockstar, Raging Bull, and Lather Up, then those progeny are eligible to win this bonus. So if you breed and race yourself, you win it if you still own it. But if you breed and sell through the sales, whoever buys that horse is then eligible for that. So once again, we'll incentivize these stallions at the sales. And I guess probably comes back to one of the biggest comments we get from breeders is that they don't sort of see our Australian bred horses as commercial at the sales. And I think we're in that kind of period of changing the guard a little where, these horses, Poster Boy is fully American bred. He's got all the elements that you need to have a successful sire.
Well, some beat somewhere out of a champion American mare that just leaves good horses.
Yeah, she's bred Broodmare of the Year. She's by Arts Place. Like, it's perfect cross, the pedigree, everything. This is a way to try and incentivize these yearlings at the sales because, they're not only eligible for the other futurities, but they're now also eligible for this $100,000 bonus. So they're Vic bred, so they're going to be eligible for those races anyway. And if you win that two-year-old final, you get the $100,000 bonus on top of that.
Wouldn't it be nice to own one of those and tick off all those? Just in bonuses, you could nearly retire.
Yeah, I really hope that they come out and do it because I just think it'll be fantastic. Yeah.
And that is, so 2 year old trotter colt, 2 year old trotter filly, same with the Pacers, colt and filly.
Yep.
They're all eligible. It's not the first to win it. It's not like so. It is if on Sire Stakes night, which at the minute is right at the end of the season, may change. But if four horses that are bred by Lowellong Farms win, there's $400,000 worth of bonuses going off if they win the finals.
Yeah, so obviously only one of those pacing sires is going to win the bonus, but if you breed to one of those, you're eligible for it. So, I mean, there could be two Poster Boys and two Lather Ups and a Yankee Rockstar and a Raging Bull in the final. Whoever crosses the line first will win that $100,000 bonus.
Which is huge, and it's a great way of promoting stallions. And hats off to you, because both Poster Boy and Lather Up, especially, they're in their third season, always the hardest time to, I suppose, market horses and that, because people are sitting back now waiting and the likes. This gives them the great incentive to say, rightio, I'm happy to take the punt and go from there, and they should. And they should, what people have been able to see.
Yeah, and we're trying to, I guess, add value to these stallions for you when you go to the sales. We want to support the breeders that support us. And, you know, if we can help in promoting your offspring at the sales and you know, give that other little avenue for you to just get that little bit more back from your investment, then, you know, we're more than happy to. Like, that's what we're about, so...
Yeah, and that is what you're about. You're about changing the guard. One of the things I keep saying to everyone is you do push. You do push for change, and I love it. And I think this is something that's really well done. Kath, hats off to you. I knew about the trotter. I wasn't sure about the paces. Having even with the Woodlands brand and, you know, cementing that, I suppose, relationship, it's terrific. And to have one of their stallions that stands here with in conjunction with you guys, it's huge as well.
Yeah, and I think that's what Woodlands are about as well, you know, trying to support the breeders that support them, and that's why we have the relationship that we do. And we just want to you know, it is a Lolalong Farms bonus, but you know, we have included Lather Up into the mix as well. So
people want to get in touch with you, Kath. We haven't released service fees or that. Those things will be coming out in time. People want to get in contact with yourself. What's the best way to do that?
So just give us a call, really. You can hop on the website, give us a call, you know, and we'll obviously have a lot of information out on Facebook and other media to explain these things. Yeah.
And John Coffey as well. People contact John at any stage. But and don't be scared. Like, you've got your stallion parade on September 4th. But if people, one, can't make it for that day or whatever, give you guys a ring.
Yeah,
but
always welcome.
But be aware, not so much September, it's not too bad, but October onwards, it does get a little bit hectic here, but you're always happy
to... Yeah, but we're always happy to have, you know, have people come and show them around, and obviously we have a lot of people coming to have a look at their foals that have been born and or their weanlings that are, you know, in the paddocks. So, we're always happy to show people around and show off the stallions and also the progeny down the paddock.
Kath McIntosh, thank you very much. Super exciting news. $100,000 bonus, basically for breeding to Lolalong Farm stallions. That is huge. Well done to you. Well done to everyone behind the scenes that is actually helping you as well, because I'm sure you're not the only person, but you might be, but you might you got a few people pushing behind the scenes. I think what you and Luke are doing here is great, and the way that you're encouraging people to get involved in this industry is super. And I love being a part of it, and thank you very much for sharing that exciting news with me.
All right, thanks, Paul.